It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready today? I am. It's all about the Ig word family today, and I can't wait to get started. But before we do, I want you to have fun with this activity. You're supposed to enjoy this activity. You're supposed to say, yay, it's Listen and Learn time with Mrs. Oldham. So I don't want you to feel panicked. That means if you think I'm going too fast and you can't keep up and you're thinking, slow down, Mrs. Oldham, I want you to still do the listen part. And that means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to. I want you to. And then if we have extra time at the end or extra time somewhere else in our day, you can finish coloring or writing then, okay? But don't panic. This is supposed to be fun. All right, let's get started. Before we begin, let's write our name at the top, as always. Write neatly. I will too. Remember, my name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. And there I go. Hopefully you're finished writing your name, unless it's super long. I wonder if you have a super long name. Okay, there is a picture at the top of our page, and I'm going to tell you a little story, and we're going to do a little coloring, and we're going to be looking for words and objects in the Ig word family. So up here, this is a picture of Chris, and he needed to dig a hole. He wanted to plant a tree, and he had a couple of pets come with him to do this. He didn't want to do it alone, and so he had to do a lot of work, and one of that was he had to dig a hole. So dig is what we're going to do and concentrate on first. So he's got a shovel there. Chris has a shovel. So I want you to find your brown crayon or some kind of a brown crayon, and we're going to color the shovel. It's what he's holding in his hands. It's a tool, and it helps you dig. So let's color the shovel. And while we're coloring the shovel, I'm coloring it too. You color too. Color neatly. I'll sound out the word dig for you. Here we go. D-I-G. Dig. Now we're working with the Ig family, and we can call that a chunk at the end. So I'll sound it out with the Ig chunk at the end. Here we go. D, Ig, dig. Yep, it belongs in the Ig word family because you can hear Ig at the end. So there's Chris, and he had to dig a hole, and we are coloring our shovel brown. Even if you wanted a purple shovel, remember, part of listen and learn is that you listen to the directions. All right, I'm almost finished coloring my shovel, so you should be almost finished coloring yours. So I'm going to ask you to put your crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so Chris had to dig a hole because he wanted to plant a tree, and he wanted to plant a special kind of tree. You can see it on the picture right there. It has some leaves, but it has a couple of things hanging on it. Do you see them? They're kind of hiding, kind of like a hidden picture, but not really, because you can see them. And they're not pumpkins. Do you know what it is? It's a fruit, and it belongs in the Ig word family. I don't know if you've ever heard it before. It's called a fig. Have you ever heard of that before? There's a cookie called Fig Newtons, and it's after this fig, which is a type of fruit. So we're going to get our purple crayon, some kind of purple crayon. Remember, I'm not picky. Some kind of purple crayon. There are two figs in that tree. So let's color each fig purple. And while we color, I'll sound out the word fig for you. F-I-G, fig. And it has our chunk at the end. F-I-G, fig. There it goes. It belongs in the Ig word family. Fig. So here's two. And if you didn't know what a fig was before, now you know it's a type of fruit. And it's good for you. All right. You could even have it in a Fig Newton cookie, but I don't really ever eat those, so I don't have a lot to say about them. I am almost finished coloring both of my figs purple. And yours should be purple too, even if you wanted an orange fig or a turquoise fig. Remember, you need to listen to the directions. Okay, you should be almost finished coloring your figs. Let's put our crayons down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's pick back up our brown crayon and finish coloring the fig tree. Let's color the branches and the little bitty skinny trunk. Let's finish off that tree. This will be part of our listen and learn. We're working on that ig word family. We have fig and dig. He wants to dig for his fig tree. And they both belong in the ig family. All right, some skinny branches. Be careful. Try to stay in the lines. Don't get out of the lines too hard, too badly. Do your best, neatest work. So we're all happy and surprised and proud. I'm almost finished coloring all my branches. It's kind of a skinny tree, so it shouldn't take you too long. Okay, here we go. Will you please put down your brown crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Okay, well, Ted went to dig a big hole for his fig tree, and he brought along a couple of pets. Can you believe it? Look at his pets. I know. He has pet pigs. How cute is that? I've heard you can really have a pet pig. I have heard that. I've seen it on TV, and I've read about it. So he has a little pig, and he has a big pig. Let's color the big pig pink. So find some kind of a pink crayon. It's okay if it's a reddish pink. I'm all right with that. And there's two sizes of pigs here, so be careful, because I want you to listen to the one I want you to color. I want you to color the big pig pink. Color the big pig pink. Here we go. And while we're coloring, I'll help you sound out pig. Here we go. P-I-G. Pig. And let's see, our chunk ig should be at the end. Ready? P-ig. There it is, pig. Now this is our big pig, so let's sound out big. B-ig, big. B-ig, big. And it has our chunk b-ig. So we have a big pig. And I bet all of these words in the ig family rhyme. What do you think? I bet I can make up a song. Here we go. Chris had to dig for his fig tree. Chris had to dig for his fig tree. He brought along a pig and a big, big pig to dig for his fig tree. Oh my goodness, I should take that on the road. That might be one of my best songs yet. This is a big pig. It's actually taking me quite a while to color it. Wonder if it's taking you as long as me, but I'm almost done. I am almost finished coloring this big pig. I mean, goodness, how much did he eat today? Ay, 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 save a little for me, would ya? Ay, ay, ay. Okay, let's put our crayon down. Oh, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's color the little pig, the itty bitty pig right there. Let's color him gray. Now, I don't really have a gray crayon, so I'm going to use my black crayon and color kind of lightly. Another trick for gray is your pencil. If you color with your pencil, it turns out like a really nice gray. So we could use our gray crayon, use our black crayon and color it really lightly, or use a pencil. And let's color the little pig gray. Let's begin. You should be coloring your little pig gray. All right, so we've got a little pig. This is the itty-bitty pig. This is the itty-bitty pig that says to the big pig, "Hey, save some food for me. I'm hungry. I'm just an itty-bitty pig and I should be big because I'm a pig. I'm a big pig, but not really because I'm little." There we go. I don't know. I'm just making this up because I love the way these pigs look. Mine are looking adorable. I have to say, I like the way they look. Okay, so we have a big pig and a little pig. And our big pig is pink, and our little pig is gray. And you should be almost finished coloring your little pig because I finished. So will you please put down your gray or your black or your pencil, whichever you're using to color the little pig in 5. I'm going to ask you to put it down 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. Will you pick up your pencil? We're going to do a little bit of writing. Let's look at number 1. Let's look first. There's a little dotted dashed line, and then a little space, and then a middle little dotted dashed line, and then a little space, and then a third little dotted line. We're going to write a letter on each of those. Then there's a bigger space, and a big line, and a bigger space, and a big line. So here we go. For number 1, I'm going to say the sound I want you to write the letter. Ready? Here we go. D. D. Yes, you should be writing the letter D. I. 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 Yes, you should be writing the letter I. G. G. Excellent. G. D. I. G. Dig. Scoot across to the middle line. Let's write it all together. D. I. G. Dig. And scoot across to the last line. Let's write dig one more time for extra practice. D. I. G. Dig. Good job. All right, number 2. Ready? Write the letter for the sound that you hear. F, f, f. F, mm-hmm. Scoot across. I, I, I. I. G, g, g. Yep, G. Awesome. F, I, g, fig. Scoot across to the middle. Let's write it all together for extra practice. F, I, g, fig. And last time on the last line, here we are. F, I, G, fig. Excellent. Number 3. Ready? P, p, p. P, you got it. I, I, I. I, g, g, g. Awesome. Scoot across. Let's write it all together for extra practice. P, I, g, pig. Yep, we had a big pig and a little pig. And last one on number 3. Let's write it for extra practice. P, I, G. Good. All right, number 4 is a word we did not practice. It's a new word. It's still in the ig family, but it wasn't in our picture. So get ready. Here we go. Number 4, write the letter for the sound that you hear. W, w. Yes, W. I, I, I. I, g, g, g. W, I, g, wig. I was thinking maybe the pig should have a wig on. Scoot to the middle. Let's write it all together. W, I, g, wig. And last one for extra practice. Ready? W, I, g. W, I, g, wig. That's it, boys and girls. That's it for today. If you didn't finish something and you have extra time, you can finish writing or coloring now. But you are now pretty much an Ig word family expert. You rock, so do I. You rock, and you roll, and I'll see you next time. Bye.